Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Guys, yesterday was 25 years since Governor Carnahan died in the plane crash, and you both knew him well.
I was the political director for the AFL-CIO at the time. I had not moved on to the party yet. And just to give you some context, we talked a little bit about this in our show. It was this Senate race was, I mean, it was a bare knuckle brawl between John Ashcroft and Mel Carnahan, two incumbent. One senator, one governor, had lots of resources, did not like each other, we're in the midst of this bitter campaign, and all of a sudden we got these phone calls. John can tell you about his. Mine came from former Mayor Vince Schemel, who said, man, did you hear this? And I said, no, I hadn't. And then all of a sudden the news started to unfold, and probably caused one of the most surreal weeks of political life that I've ever been through. The death of the governor and the family in the morning, and Chris Siffert, his son Randy, and then the funeral, which was unbelievable, and not to mention the debate that was going on at the same time. It was just a really crazy time.
Yeah, I've never experienced anything like that in politics, and it was because it was so close to the election. Legally, the ballots had already been printed, so legally his name was going to remain on the ballot. And I was of the lone opinion at that time, like right after the tragedy, I thought, you know what, he's going to win. And nobody else thought that the voters would elect somebody that was deceased. Mm. And I thought, now I think he's going to win. So, and he did.
What is it? Why does that happen? How does it happen? Because it's not like it's not a protest vote. It's not a, I hate the other guy so much, I'm still voting for the dead person. So what is it? Is it that people just don't have information?
So that race was very bitter between Ashcroft and Carnahan. It was hotly contested. They were neck and neck in the polls. Ashcroft was slightly ahead at this point. And so what happens when you've got a campaign like that is both candidates' negatives go up. And Ashcroft, who had been a relatively popular governor and attorney general in Missouri, his negatives were high, and Carnahan's negatives were high. And then suddenly, Carnahan's deceased, the outpouring of sympathy, and what doesn't change is Ashcroft's negatives. And so that's why I thought, there's a very good chance that Carnahan's going to win this thing.
The only time that you can think of that happened for a Senate race?
It happened in
Right after that.
Minnesota. Was it U.S. Congress or state?
It was a U.S. Senate.
U.S. Senate.
And Paul Wellstone.
Wellstone,
who died. And they called us in. By that time, I had my own consulting business. And they called us in to help advise Norm Coleman, the Republican in that race. And what the Democrats did is, after Wellstone died, they held basically a pep rally in an arena, And they got an awful big backlash on that. Norm Coleman, the Republican, did not suspend his campaign. Ashcroft did suspend his campaign. Coleman kept on running. The Democrats ended up nominating. You remember who they nominated? Walter Mondale.
That's right.
Wow. And, yeah. And so they picked Walter Mondale to be on the ballot, and Norm Coleman won. And that was the last time a Republican won in Minnesota, I think, to this day.
So Mel Carnahan dies in the crash in the middle of October, the election, obviously, early November. So you got a couple of weeks' time, 2-3 weeks. What percentage, and maybe this is impossible to know, what percentage of people go into the voting booth and don't know that that happened? That they I see the Democrat, the D, I'm going to vote for that.
I think a very small percentage, yeah, because voters
are pretty informed.
Yeah.
If you're informed enough to show up to vote, then you kind of know who the people are, right, and what's happening.
So the timeline then, John Ashcroft loses that race.
Yep.
And then George Bush wins the presidency.
Right.
And then appoints him John Attorney Ashcroft General. Attorney General of the United States. How would that look different if John Ashcroft, you know, had won the Senate seat? Like, who would have been the Attorney General?
Well, so
the Iraq War,
I was with Ashcroft on election night that year. And that was the election, remember, where Kit Bond famously pounded the table because they were keeping the polls open late.
It was so embarrassing for him.
But I was with Ashcroft at, I don't know, 2 and 3 in the morning, and the numbers had come in, and he was fielding calls from prominent Republicans urging him to file suit, that you can't, it's not legal to elect somebody that's deceased. And I listen to him tell him no repeatedly. No, I'm not doing it, not doing it, not doing it. And he didn't. And so I think President Bush, President-elect Bush, through that process, had a pretty profound respect for John Ashcroft. And Ashcroft's political guy at the time was a guy from St. Louis named Jack Oliver. And Jack was the finance director for the Bush for President campaign. So there was and Ashcroft, you may remember, very briefly flirted with running for president in 2000. And then when he decided to step aside, he endorsed George Bush, and Jack Oliver went to work for President Bush. And so all of that. And so I think I was not surprised that he was tapped to be the Attorney General. He's a man of great integrity.
I don't.
Had he been in the Senate, I think he would have remained there.
I don't think people should lose sight. I mean, politics has gone completely bonkers these days, right? But I don't think people should really lose sight about how vicious this race was between Mel Carnahan and John Ashcroft.
What made it vicious? Like, what does
that
mean?
Oh, there was accusations of racism. There was accusations of each other's, families and corruption, et cetera. What it ultimately came down is you had two groups of people with piles of money, which was the last time we saw well-funded candidates like that going at each other. And as much as, you know, John Ashcroft's biography from a Democratic perspective was not something I was supportive of, especially now, I said this morning, I mean, I think he was one of the heroes who came out of that that terrible situation, because he carried himself with class and dignity.
No, he's a fine man.
I'm not sure a same politician in today's environment would carry themselves with the dignity that John Ashcroft did.
It's definitely a different world that we're living in now. John Ashcroft sang at my wedding.
Did he?
You know what?
Eagles fly.
Did he sing Let the Eagles Fly?
No, he sung the Lord's Prayer.
Let the Eagles Fly. He wrote that, right?
Let the Eagles Soar.
Let the Eagles Soar, that's it.
Wait, John Ashcroft wrote that?
He did.
Yes. Oh, wow.
What did John Ashcroft sound like at your wedding?
Well, governor of Missouri at the time. Anyway,
he can do them perfect.
I used to. I can't anymore.
John, why don't you talk
but
to me?
But when he turned, I want to say,
tell me what's legal.
When he turned 60.
Is that Clinton?
Yeah.
That is so good.
That was his Clinton's very good.
Mr. Wow. Ashcroft.
When Ashcroft turned 60, they had a little party for him. And I rewrote Let the Eagles Soar.
Yeah.
The Rams had just been in the playoffs against the Eagles. And so I wrote a piece called Don't Let the Eagles Score. And sang that to John Ashcroft.
That's really awesome. Okay, quick question.
Ron, real quick, yeah. Let me say this. Ron is watching us on YouTube and says, John is impressive. He can't remember how to navigate around town, but recalls incredible details of events that happened decades ago.
You know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, it's the mind. I don't like to talk, but it's a steel trap up there.
You don't waste your brain space yeah. with such like minimalist like getting around where you're going.
Yeah. I don't worry about where I'm going. I just get there.
Okay. I just quick question though, to the point of like, is it legal to elect a dead guy and then legal to appoint his wife to take his seat in the Senate when he's elected? It does strike me, like, that's my first thought is like, how is that legal to elect a dead guy?
So it did get checked through the Missouri Supreme Court a bit. Like you said, John Ashcroft didn't push it, but
he
could have been elected, and the sitting governor, had it been a Republican, would have been able to pick the replacement. Roger Wilson, one of the other heroes, I think, of this week that we lived through, who was the lieutenant governor who ascended, made it very clear that if you voted for Mel Carnahan, Mrs. Carnahan would be taking the spot.
Right.
For like a month, right? Until the special election.
Yeah. From a couple weeks out. Yeah. And we didn't have early voting at that time. Yeah. So people, especially voters, were well informed that if they went and voted for Mel Carnahan, they were voting for Mrs. Carnahan.
A couple of messages coming into the KMOX text line. One says Jerry Litton died in the mid-70s before the election. He had won the primary.
He did.
And wasn't he on the way to the...
It was primary night.
Yeah, he was on the way to the party.
Yep. And from Chillicothe, very compelling young Democrat. And it surprised a lot of people winning that primary. And he probably would have defeated John Danforth for the Senate seat
in
1976. But... that was a tragic, tragic loss. Jerry Litton.
And Kelly texts in, says, people were so frustrated with Ashcroft at the time. He claimed to be the education governor, but then he started the lottery in Missouri and took away an existing education funding. He ended his term on a sour note, so people were ready to vote for a dead guy over him.
Well, no. He won that Senate race in 94. By a landslide. He defeated Congressman Alan Wheat from Kansas City. You might remember that, Michael.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And
best thing that ever happened to Alan Wheat.
Ashcroft was very popular in Missouri.
Alan Wheat went on to become a really high-priced lobbyist after that.
I've always wanted to be a lobbyist.
Maybe we should be lobbyists.
We should. All we have to do is you just walk into the, you walk up to senators and Congress people and you give them gobs of money to do things for you, right? How hard
it's
is that
not
job?
How it works.
If you Google what's the difference between lobbying and bribing, and they said, well, the difference is that lobbying is legal and bribing isn't. That's the difference.
This will take a while, but John and I can both make a case as to why you're wrong about lobbying.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, that the people who Go ahead.
How about this? We'll go to break. When we come back, you tell us what the difference is. Yeah. Hancock
big,
and Kelly
big
with us.
Radio coming
wow.
at you.
What a tease. I feel teased.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.